السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So I began reading chapter 2. He will be mindful of you. And we learnt of a supplication, a dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afiyata fi al-dunya wal-akhira. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa والآفية في ديني ودنياي وأهلي ومالي. اللهم استر عوراتي وآمن روعاتي. اللهم احفظني من بين يدي ومن خلفي وأن يميني وأن شمالي ومن فوقي. وأعوذ بعظمتك أن أغتال من تحتي. And so this is a supplication which Rasulullah ﷺ has taught us. Continuing from there, He will protect your body. An example of how Allah safeguards His slaves is the preservation of their bodies, their strength, the intellect, and their wealth. One of the early Muslims said, "A scholar does not become senile." Others have interpreted from the words of Allah that the memorizer of the Quran will benefit much from his intellect. ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ السَّافِلِينَ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Then we reduced him to the lowest of the low except for those who believe and do right actions. So senility is something that overcomes people in old age. And it is known amongst ulama that an alim is not afflicted with senility. And it's all to do with having acquired the knowledge of the Quran Kareem and the Mubarak Ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has preserved the Quran Kareem. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserves the ahadith too. Otherwise, the likes of Imam Bukhari, Imam Muslim, Imam Tirmizi, Imam Abu Dawud, Imam Nasai, Ibn Majah, and so on, would not have compiled their works. And this is an indirect way by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to preserve the authenticity of this deen. So when somebody becomes affiliated to that knowledge, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserves that individual as well. So you'll see generally a person that reaches old age, they tend to become a little childish, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran Kareem. But ulama, they retain their senility and their composure, even into old age. Abu Tib al-Tabri lived over 100 years. He lived as in his age, lived over 100 years, benefiting from his intellect and his strength. On one occasion, he leapt ashore vigorously jumping from a boat and was subsequently reproached for it. He explained, "We guarded these limbs from sin in our youth, so Allah has maintained them for us in old age." The opposite is also true, as is demonstrated when Junaid al-Baghdadi saw a man asking from people. He noted, this man neglected Allah in youth, so Allah neglected him in old age. He will protect your children. Sometimes Allah also safeguards His children and their children because of His own piety. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He protected and kept hidden the treasure belonging to two orphans because of their father's piety. Kana abuhuma saliha. Their father was one of the righteous. This is from Surah Kahf. Muhammad ibn al-Munqadir said, because of a pious man, Allah safeguards his children and their children. The city where he lives and the dwellings surrounding it, they constantly remain in the protection and the shelter of Allah. You don't understand that. Ibn al-Musayyib once said, my son, I increase my prayers for your sake, hoping that it will protect you, then justifying it by reciting, their father was one of the righteous, this ayat I just mentioned. Additionally, Umar ibn Abdul Aziz said, no believer dies but Allah. No believer dies, but Allah safeguards His progeny and their progeny. Yahya ibn Ismail ibn Salama ibn Kuhail said, I had an elder sister who kept herself in isolation because she went mad, rambling deliriously. She had a room at the furthest end of our terrace where she stayed for 10 or 20 years. One night while I was sleeping in the middle of the night, someone knocked on the door. I asked, who is it? She said, Kaja. I said, my sister. She responded, your sister. So I opened the door and she entered, not having contact with the house for more than 20 years. She said, someone came to me in my dream tonight and said, Allah has safeguarded your father Ismail for the sake of your grandfather Salama and has safeguarded you for the sake of your father Ismail. If you wish, you may supplicate to Allah to remove your affliction. Or if you wish, you may preserve. So if you wish, you may persevere, and you will have paradise. Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma interceded on your behalf to Allah because of your father's and grandfather's love for them. I said, if I am to choose one, I choose to persevere in my affliction to attain paradise. However, Allah is extremely generous to His creation, and nothing is too great for Him. If He wills, He can bestow them both upon me. Then I was told, Allah has bestowed them both upon you, and He is pleased with your father and grandfather for the love of Abu Bakr and Umar. Stand and proceed. Then Allah removed her affliction. So in terms of our aqidah of Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, never let even a shadow cross your path in regards to the aqidah. Unfortunately, there's so much now, so many things that are said that can be deemed as disrespectful and dishonoring, we hold all the Sahaba-e-Kiram in very high esteem, and we don't belittle them in any way, not even in our thoughts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. Amen. When a slave of Allah constantly obeys him, Allah will in turn safeguard him, as is mentioned in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad, related from Humayd ibn Hilal, who says that a companion radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When I got there, he began showing me a house and saying, there is a woman who lives here who decided to go in the path of Allah with a detachment of Muslims, leaving 12 goats and a hook for weaving behind. She then lost a goat and her hook. So she said, my Lord, I have lost a goat from my herd and my hook, and you have promised to be responsible for anyone who goes out in your path. I implore you regarding my goat and my hook. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned how she earnestly implored her Lord. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the next morning a goat and another just like it, and her hook and another just like it appeared. Look, go to her and ask her if you like. I said, I believe you. You understand? She lost them and she implored Allah, she pleaded with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala returned that goat with another goat and that hook with another hook. Today we lose something, we never find it. There's a reason for it. Have you ever thought about it? When I lose something, I don't find it. Sometimes things are lost and it's lost, never to be found again. So all this discussion that is going on is in regards to this dua, which I just read to you in the beginning, which you did yesterday. Another example is Shayban, the shepherd, who would graze his sheep in the desert, and every Friday he would mark them with a line and make his way to the Friday prayer. On his return, he would find them as he left them. There was also one of the early Muslims who would carry a scale in his hand to weigh dirhams. When he heard the call to prayer, he would leave for the prayer and cast them in the dust. When he returned, nothing would be missing from it. Allah protects what belongs to you, as long as you're dealing honestly, as long as you have iman, as long as you're pure and you're clean. We lose things and we misplace things and we constantly even forgetting things. There's a reason for that. Sometimes we feel there's no barakat. We have lost so much, and that is due to our weakness in our religion, in our deen, in our way of life. He will protect you from malicious forces. Another way that Allah safeguards those who are mindful of Him and His religion is that He protects them from the evil of any jinn or human who wishes to harm Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whoever fears Allah, He will give him a way out. My beloved mother, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, explained the verse. Allah suffices him against the troubles and worries of the world. Rabi ibn Khuthaym said, offering another explanation, He gives him a way out from all things that trouble people. Hazrat Aisha, my beloved mother radiallahu ta'ala anha, once wrote to Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu about this. If you fear Allah, He will suffice you against people. But if you fear people, they will not avail you against Allah in the slightest. One of the caliphs once wrote a letter to Hakam ibn Amr, Hakam ibn Amr al-Ghifari, ordering him to take a course of action that contravened the Book of Allah. But Hakam wrote back, I looked at the Book of Allah and prefer it to the letter of the leader of the believers. If all the troubles of heavens and the earth were sewn together on a person's garment, but he has fear of Allah, He will surely give him a way out. Peace be with you. How steadfast were the pious people, the predecessors. They didn't give way to anything. Once they read the Quranic Karim and they knew of the Ahadith Mubarakah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they stuck to it. And today it's totally the opposite. The people in Palestine now suffer due to the hypocrisy of these leaders of Muslim countries who we call Islamic countries. It's absolutely horrendous and horrific what has gone on in the last 2 days. Just thinking about it makes the hair on the back stand. So, I know you have your phones with you. I hope you're not abusing this allowance I have kept. Otherwise, in the past, I have taken the phones and kept them myself. Haven't I? So I'm trusting you not to abuse that allowance you have. If you're abusing that allowance, then may Allah help you. Because it's a breach of my trust. Are you abusing your phone, Bilal? You're not using it. You're not looking at it. Good. Don't. So, in the last few days, so in Gaza there's a Shifa hospital. It's a very historic hospital, very old. It was built somewhere in the 1940s, something like that. And these Khabis besieged the hospital. They killed all the doctors, the nurses, the medical staff, and like over 500 patients were massacred, and they dug up the graveyard. There was a makeshift graveyard. They dug that up, and they have totally demolished this building, this hospital. And they had people tied up with their hands at the back, and then in groups, They were sat and then they run, they drove the bulldozer over them. And this is what is happening. And it's happening because of us. This is our Nahusat. If you understand what Nahusat is, it's our evil that we harbor, we keep. When this thing started, I came across a clip of one Salafi. May Allah give them hidayat. That's Salafi, and they're the ones that profess that we are on the Quran and the Sunnah. By far. Alhamdulillah, the ones that are on the Quran and the Sunnah are we. We are truly the Ahle Sunnah wal Jama'at. So you should be proud of them. So this illiterate and uneducated Salafi, he's one of, I don't know, he's an Arab and he's revered amongst the Salafis as one of their scholars. And he was saying that, he was saying in regards to the Palestinians and the Gazans that they are suffering this because they are mushrik and they are this and they practice bid'ah and stupidity like that. Anyway, let me continue. One of the poets said, "With the fear of Allah, the successful achieved success. With the fear of Allah, the successful achieved success. They won the day and attained what they had hoped for. They won the day and attained what they had hoped for." Whoever fears Allah, He will facilitate for him a way out of troubles, as he said in His command. One of the early Muslims wrote to his brother, as to what follows. This is what he wrote, as to what follows this. Whoever fears Allah has safeguarded himself, and whoever neglects Allah has neglected himself, and Allah is not in need of him. And Allah is not in need of him. He will protect you through beasts. An amazing way that Allah safeguards those who are mindful of him is that he transforms the nature of harmful animals, making them his protectors, assisting him in his interests. A similar incident took place with Safina, the Prophet ﷺ freed slave, when his boat capsized. Also Hazrat Safina, this name that was given by the Prophet ﷺ to Hazrat Safina, there's a incident, it's a, there's a story attached to that, and that's let me do this first. When his boat capsized, washed ashore, he saw a lion. So he said, "Lion, I am Safina, the freed slave of the Messenger of Allah." It then started walking around him, showing him the way until it took him to the main path. Then it growled as though it was bidding him farewell and left. There are many incidents like that, and they're recorded in the books. Abu Ibrahim As-Sa'i once fell ill in a desert near a monastery and thought to himself, "If only I was at the gate of the monastery so that the monks could treat me. Meanwhile, a lion came along, and lifting him onto its back, carried him until it dropped him at the gate of the monastery. When the monks saw this, they embraced Islam, all 400 of them. Once Ibrahim ibn Adham was asleep in a garden, and there was a snake near him with a bouquet of flowers in its mouth, fanning flies away from him until he awoke. Hence, whoever is mindful of Allah, Allah will safeguard him from beasts and predators, commanding them to protect him instead. And whoever neglects Allah, Allah will neglect him through his creation, causing him harm from things he assumes will benefit him and people whose love and graciousness he expects. In this vein, one of the early Muslims said, "When I disobey Allah, I sense its effects in the bad attitude of my slave and my donkey." What he means is that his slave's attitude becomes negative towards him, and he does not obey him, and his donkey disobeys him and does not offer to carry him. Ultimately, all good is consolidated in the obedience of Allah and drawing near to him, and all evil is consolidated in the disobedience of Allah and turning away from him. One of the Gnostics, Sufi, said, "Whoever leaves the door of his master will never find a stable footing." A poet said, "By Allah, whenever I come to visit you, I found the distance of the land shortened." Have you ever experienced that? No? "By Allah, whenever I come to visit you, I found the distance of the land shortened. Whenever I turned my resolve away from your door, I stumbled on my garment's hem. So for Allah's sake, pardon, be kind, and look past my shortcomings, for my state is the state you see." Inshallah, we shall continue tomorrow with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى سلام على المرسلين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزله المقد المقرب عندك اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني وإذا لا تسخط بعده أبدا اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وازواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وازواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وعلى محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحق أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته وجزه عنا ما هو أهله وجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبينا قومه ورسولا عن أمته وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل علينا معهم اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك علينا معهم صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وصلى الله على النبي الأمي التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته والسلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار آمين التحيات الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين اللهم اغفر لي واهدني آمين التهيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله التحيات لله، الصلوات لله، الزكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله، شهدت أن محمد رسول الله. التهيات الطيبات والصلوات والزكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التهيات الطيبات والصلوات والزكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات والصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله، الصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات، الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا.